您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
The food served at school canteens can be heartbreakingly bad, but this time it's gone so bad that students and canteen staff have gone into a fistfight in Nantong University in Jiangsu Province. 南通大学被爆出食堂员工殴打学生的恶劣事件，近年来与学校食堂的相关纠纷时有发生。今天咱们就来聊一聊那些年你是如何被黑心食堂伤害的。So what is this dispute between students and canteen staff in Nantong University? And I heard there's some hardcore beating going on. This doesn't sound right.
No, it certainly doesn't, does it really? Well, yeah, it's at Nantong University in Jiangsu Province, and there's a report that the staff at the canteen beat students because the students got tired of the canteen food and were selling breakfast on the campus, right? So they were...doing a bit of entrepreneurially, what was that word we had yesterday that we couldn't pronounce? They were doing a little bit of entrepreneurial activity and helping out themselves and their fellow students who didn't like the canteen food. And it seems that the staff didn't like that. And then in November 2010, there was an incident, involving over 1,000 students in Guizhou at a middle school who smashed the school canteen because the canteen raised food prices twice during a short period of time. Mm. A similar case happened in Henan in 2013, where students said the food price was even higher than the restaurants outside. And then this May 2015, there was another incident in Henan when the canteen manager beat an old man who was selling eggs outside the canteen. And nothing was done about that violence.
So just now, Mark has given us a holistic picture to say that such incident in China is not uncommon at all, because we've seen so many things have happened. I want to identify the reasons a little bit. I think...
Yes, please, go ahead.
For one thing, I think... Because students are generally not very satisfied about the canteen services or catering services. Why? Because most of the canteens in Chinese education systems have been outsourced to a third party. And this third party usually has some links with the school authorities. So basically, the school authority and the canteen owners, they are, you know, they're having a joint venture. They are stakeholders or shareholders of these canteen services. So in the school, it will be serving as a monopoly. Well, so that's the reason why we see so many people want to actually climb the wall out of the campus where they're forbidden to take any takeouts. Because for one thing, definitely this will damage their profit margin from my perspective. And the school authorities are very angry at this.
When we say school, I mean, I get confused because sometimes we use the American terminology where school can mean somewhere where 5-year-olds go or somewhere where 21-year-olds go, university. Are we talking about actual schools here, secondary school age?
We're talking about
college.
Schools and colleges.
Okay, so it's,
so we're talking about primary schools, middle schools, high schools, universities, the whole bunch.
Because I think there's a difference, you know, if 18 is considered to be the age where you become an adult, the age of majority, as it's known, I feel that nobody can stop you leaving any premises except for perhaps a police station or a prison. You can come and go as you like from anywhere, right? I think I'm right. Maybe a ship at sea and an aircraft in flight. It would be foolish to try to leave an aircraft in flight. But therefore, to my way of thinking, if they want to go out during their lunchtime, and they will be free to go and buy what they like. Different if they're teenagers at school, because the school has a responsibility to look after them. Therefore, perhaps if the school rule is not to leave the premises, then they should abide by it. But why don't the kids take their own food to school? Is that not permitted? I imagine that it's not.
Well, it's actually permitted. When I was in primary school and secondary school, I think we took our food to school every day.
Yes. Yeah.
The microwave to... here the matter is, basically, this is about Nantong University. So
sure.
I think this is the university level institutions we're talking about.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I just want to interject a little bit here. I think it really depends on school rules, whether you can are permitted to bring your own lunch or not, but that's not the biggest issue here. I think at least two things are going on. Aside from, you know, this could be the hotbed of corruption of between the school authority and also those who managed to get their hands on the canteen management. And also, I think we need to talk about why is, you know, the quality of food so bad that overall people are not happy with it. Mm. And also, another thing that is going on is about the clash of interest. Because with this Nantong University story and a whole bunch of other stories, it is because when, let's say, a student wants to sell his own breakfast in the on campus, he can't do it because he's stepping on turf of the canteen staff.
Fair enough, I think, you know, because I think that's fair enough, actually, because the canteen need to make money, and if somebody go, you know, they have gone through they've gone through the procedures with the school to get the contract to supply food on those premises. So I can see that if someone sets up a proper stall or something and tries to put them out of business with no license and no agreement with the school, I think it's fair enough. My own anecdote about this, when I was 12, I mean, at school we had a snack shop, the tuck shop. It sold sweets and things. And I went into business against it myself. I went down to the sweet shop near where I lived and bought some sweets in bulk and some paper bags. And I started selling at a discount on the school premises. And my business was closed down within 2 days. And I was taken into the headmaster's office and told, it's very entrepreneurial of you. Don't do it again.
Aww. Why?
Well, exactly. I think they were wrong in saying that. I think they should have seen that young entrepreneur and said, why don't you set up a proper stall and get some of the other kids involved and see if you can run a business? I mean, I think just closing it down closed off a whole avenue of development of kids, you know, in learning about running a business. And that they should have said, okay, well, if you want to do it, first you've got to buy a license from us. And they could have explained the whole process of running a business. It was such a great opportunity, but they just closed it down in their own interests, because it was quite popular for the 2 days it ran, and it was putting some pressure on the official school tuck shop.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And that is the sole reason why Mark Griffiths is not a billionaire right now.
I would
now.
Have been the Jack Ma of Britain if they hadn't stopped me.
Well, probably
when age 12.
Would have owned all the Tesco's there in Britain now.
yeah, but the serious point is it was a very good opportunity to allow us to try and run a business in the school, and they didn't have the vision to see that and encourage it, which is a pity, I think.
Yes, I think there is a blind spot that your school principal just missed out, and it's not good for the development of students. And talking about canteen food and how heartbreakingly bad it can be, we've got a bunch of messages. I knew it. There's our longtime WeChat listener, W. Hi there. He says that during a meal in university in the school canteen, he managed to find a piece of glass, a shard of glass,
wow,
from his lunch box, and he is still terrified right now when he's thinking about it. And I have a similar kind of story, but I think it's a little bit cuter, certainly less dangerous. When I was in middle school, number 2 middle school in Beijing, actually, when I was a student there, I found a caterpillar in my lunchbox in the school canteen.
Which was very nutritious.
Oh.
You should have tried it.
Well, they don't eat very much, you know.
Oh, you guys.
I mean,
you're not sympathetic to a little girl at all.
Couldn't you have shared?
Well, I did share the information, of course, with a major scream, and nobody was saying any of the things like you guys just did. Oh, you're not very nice to me at all. And basically, it was kind of a big deal, but we made complaints, but nothing really happened, because the contract between the people who managed the canteen and the school was just not over, and your complaints didn't matter very much. But now when I look back, at least it means that the food was green, right? There wasn't too much pesticide or whatever in it, and you even managed to find an insect. It could be a good thing.
Do you know what's worse than finding a caterpillar in your food?
What is that?
Finding half a caterpillar in your food.
And it's still wiggling, right? Ew, that is disgusting.
I think you missed my joke.
I think I did.
Because that means you've eaten the other half. Finding half is worse than finding a whole one.
Okay, dear listeners out there, I hope you're not having lunch right now, because I don't know what kind of intention Mark has, but it's probably to just disgust you. And I think, yeah, with this kind of a topic, we always get a lot of people who are sharing their personal stories about it. What about you guys? I mean, Luoyu.
Well, obviously, when I was studying at university, it was not a very disgusting example. I think that's the way around how to resolve such matter. Because generally, we were not very satisfied with the food and quality of the canteen, obviously, when we were grade one in college, freshman. And we sampled 7 universities in the city, conducted a survey when it comes to the food, the quality, the service there, and then it was very comprehensive. We made the results into Excel spreadsheet, and a very nicely designed report there. And we held discussions and negotiations with the canteen owners.
Wow!
Finally, they have changed the mentality, the attitude. Things got better for 2 or 3 months.
Oh, really? So you took positive action without violence, and you achieved a good result.
But finally, it got back again, so...
What? Okay, that's an interesting turn of events.
Well, I think that's the right approach to take to this. Or how bad was the food, though, really? I mean, were you just being really picky about it, really? I mean, people complain about our eating arrangements in this radio station. It's actually very good, you know. I mean, how would you compare it to what we eat every day?
But, for example, if you have 番茄 炒蛋,
that's Mark's favourite!
No, scrambled eggs with tomatoes.
西红柿炒鸡蛋, yeah.
Right, it falls into the meat category, according to our canteen.
Well, okay.
because egg is considered, has a lot of protein.
Well, it's very expensive.
And okay. Oh, I see. So it's the price. I see. Yeah.
Right. The students. Mm. Oh, well, for example, a lot of students come from the poverty-stricken areas.
Mm, yeah.
And they are tight when it comes to budget.
Mm.
And so what they need is good as well as budget-friendly.
How much was that? Can you remember the rough price of the food?
3 or 3.5.
What, yuan?
Yuan, but at that time it was 2005, come on. That was 10 years ago.
So how much would it be now? I mean,
no idea.
I mean, the thing is, though, that, I don't know, I do feel that there's complaining going on just for the sake of it, over quality of food. If everyone came down with food poisoning because they'd eaten at one of these canteens, then I would say there's a problem. Why don't people just eat it? And when it comes to finding 3.5 yuan too expensive, well, you know, are these the same students that have the latest iPhones and other electronic gadgets? Just go and buy some food outside if you don't like it. You can buy some liang mian for 8 kuai or some mala tang for a similar price. So, in some way, I understand what you're saying about students from poverty-stricken areas. I do. But you only have to add a little tiny bit of money to that 3.5 kuai to be able to buy something yourself outside, right?
Well, I think with school canteen food, sanitation standards have to be met. That is the bottom line. And maybe not finding a caterpillar in your lunchbox is the bottom line. But we can't just be satisfied with that. I can understand that this is what students have to eat every day, or for us employees of this institution, we need to eat it every day. So it's only natural that we want something that's, a little bit better and something that can fit your taste. Hopefully that is what you will get in the future.